All we know about that place, as we sing, won't it be wonderful there, that we read about that place here in the Bible. Different places, of course, that we read about heaven. We're back, as we said, one more time. And with all that mankind can say and do without the Spirit and power of God, it will not accomplish that pleases God. And we're here for that purpose and that purpose only. And, of course, we'll talk tonight as we feel led. And, of course, it's the most important thing in this life. And that is seeking the way of salvation. Now, I realize, and so do you, if you keep up with a lot of things, I'm not here to criticize. It doesn't matter, the more you criticize, you can't accomplish anything with criticism. You've got to take the Word of God and then preach the Word of God as God directs. And I will maybe read from two chapters here, a few verses, and to move on, not to hold you too late. I will read these verses here concerning the weeping prophet. I, the Lord, search the heart. I try to them, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doing. As the peasant sitteth on eggs and hatcheth them not, so he that getteth riches and not by right shall leave them in the midst of his days, and at his end shall be a fool. A glorious high throne from the beginning is the place of our sanctuary. O Lord, the hope of Israel, all that forsake thee shall be ashamed. They that depart from me shall be written in the earth, because they have forsaken the Lord, the fountain of living waters. Hear me, O Lord, I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved, for thou art my praise. Behold, they say unto me, where is the word of the Lord? Let it come now. As for me, I have not hastened from being a pastor to follow woeful death. I to follow thee, neither have I desired to walk death that knoweth that which came out of my lips, which was right before thee. Be not unto me, thou art my hope in the day of evil. Let them be confounded that persecute me, but let me be confounded, let them be dismayed, but let not me be dismayed. Bring upon them the day of evil, and destroy them with the double destruction. That's the reading of a few verses, and we'll turn and read a few more at this time. Remember that he was talking about the nation here at that time as we read. And for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you expected end. then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all of your heart. And I will be found of you, saith the Lord, and will turn away your captivity, and I will gather you from all the nations and from all the places whither I have driven you, saith the Lord. And I will bring you again into the place whence I caused you to be carried away captive. Tonight we have read from these chapters here in the Bible, in the book of Jeremiah, and book 17 and 29. And for the time that we will stand, I'm concerned. I feel that these are precious hours, even moments, seconds. And people are wondering and asking, as we said, many questions. Now we're talking tonight about seeking to find the way of salvation. And I know that we have already read where people, nations, and even they're going tonight. People are running to and fro. And, of course, many things that we hear, many things that we see, that link right in with the teaching of God's Word. There's one man in this Bible, his name, and you hardly ever hear it spoken. But once in a while we do, and that's Ephraim. And, of course, I might leave this with you tonight concerning that name and who was it and what happened. And, of course, you may not think, and if you don't read the Bible, of course, it'll be just as blank as black itself. But, of course, when we read about the 12 tribes of Israel, then, of course, you'll find that this man links in with the 13th. And that's as far as I'm going with that, because there's so much that's leading up to that, and yet you could stand and preach until you turn blue in the face, and the people, as I said already, that doesn't read the Bible wouldn't even get any meaning at all out of it. And so seeking to find the way of salvation. Now, of course, we have the way. We have that as a great word. And, of course, salvation. And, of course, I know that the Bible teaches that the Lord said himself that he come to seek and to save that which was lost. Now, as far as God knowing lost people, I heard it preached recently. Maybe you have too. Maybe you did not think about it when you heard it. And that is, of course, about the Lord seeking to find lost people. Now, I've already given you the scripture here that the Lord did say that he come to seek and to save that which was lost. But the Lord knows all about the weak. There's not a sinner in all the world, it doesn't matter how weak is, that he is, that God doesn't know about. And, of course, God himself sent Jesus Christ here, and that we know that he is the way, because He speaks in his own words to the pen and the Bible. But we start in the Old Testament. You remember that he said, I'll be found complete. That is, the lost person will find the Lord. And of course, lost people are to seek after the Lord. And God promised the lost, when you seek after me with all of your heart, then I will be found of thee. Now, not credit, I've already said that, but I want to point out that it's not penned in the Word of God. Nowhere, not any place in the Bible, that you can find where that any prophet, preacher, even the Lord himself, spoke out and said, I want so many of you to come. There's only one way to find the way of salvation that's penned in the Word of God, and that is by the drawing power of the Heavenly Father. You can walk every aisle. You can go to all places as far as that's concerned. But we are in danger. Our soul is a soul in the eyes of God. And of course, notice that the love that God has for mankind, he sent his only begotten Son because he loved the world. He loved lost people. And that's what brought Christ to the cross of Calvary. Now, we find in the Bible that he said in Matthew 7, and all of you should be familiar with that, and you notice that he pointed out, and he said to seek or to search, and we know that it's pointed out there in the book of Matthew 7, and you remember what he said. That's to seek, to enter in at the straight gate. Then you know to move along, you know the rest of that, and you know what he said. He said, but few there be that find it. What? The way of salvation. That's what the book said. I believe with all my heart there will be more people in heaven that we read about in the Bible that died in their infancy, then there will be a people that really sought the Lord and found him precious to their soul. It's not as easy to get up and go see a preacher. That's not penned in the Word of God. We are to seek. The Lord said that. And then not all that seek will find. Because the Lord said here in the book of Luke that they would seek after me. And he said that shall not find me. Then we have the heart, and that's with all of the heart. The mind, I know this, I realize people like Slim a lot of times shake their head and say, well, I wish that we could get away from this. I wish that we could all come together, and even preachers will say we're all going the same way or to the same place. Now all that go to heaven are going the same way. There are no two ways, but only one way. And the Lord said that straight, and that word means different, narrow. And of course, people today, they are falling for this. That man last night that spoke of all those hundreds of people, and he acknowledged and said with his own lips and speaking words, and he said that the reason that we are giving you or sending you these books, it's in order to get you to send us money. Now that's what's taking place over our country. And people are falling for that. Let me tell you, according to this Bible, not my judgment. That's not where the snap of my finger. for anyone to look at me and say, a preacher or Brother Willoughby or what is passing his judgment. No, I've never done that. I'm taking the written word of God. I'm telling you, it doesn't matter how many people get up, how many go down and talk to a preacher, and that same man, he has written a book, and he said that the title of that book is How to Be Born Again. And there's not a man living that can tell me tonight how to be born again. Not one. You can't tell me. Though you've been born again, you can't tell me. You can give me your experience and all of that. But if a lost person should walk up to me or you anywhere in this house and say, tell me how to be born again, you couldn't tell him. You couldn't write a book that he could read that would point it out, that he would know it. There's not a way in the world. The only way that lost people can find the way of salvation is through and by a God-called man that can read the written word of God, and by the leadership and power of Almighty God, then write to divide the teaching of God's word, and people, them that are lost, I could tell everybody, we could have everybody in this community and tell them to come here. And I could tell them to come up. I could tell them that I'd give them all of this literature. I'm not saying this in a slurry way, but I'm telling this to you in Maysville Church tonight. If I never speak another word, that's sweeping the country, and those little bright-eyed girls and boys and old men and women that I saw coming down there, and I didn't look at it. And while it was on, my daughter called me from West Virginia and said, what are you doing, Daddy? And I said, I'm just sitting here watching this program here to see how that things are carried on, not because I believe in it. And that she spoke out, and it made me rejoice down deep in my heart. And she said, Daddy, I won't even look at it because I know it's wrong. And that made me leap for joy. I shall bring up a girl and sow the seed of God in their heart. And I'm telling you tonight, all that don't come God's way are going to hell. And you can't tell me, Rex Humbard or Billy Graham or whoever he is, and I just soon die tonight for preaching the truth as any other time. I'm going to tell you tonight, when we go after that, it doesn't matter what their name may be and what they may be called. I'm going to tell you tonight, a person that will go for that will deny the real plan of redemption. And I'm going to say something else while I'm speaking, and I suppose it's going on this recorder down here, and I don't care for that at all. And I wouldn't care for it to be spoken or played back after I'm gone. I'm going to tell you tonight how that this nation of ours is gone. And you see people and hear people out there going, and even as we were talking a little while ago, and even because some scripture had been painted on a barn roof, and that in the joining state here of Tennessee, and they wanted to have a rub it off, and then a brother of the president will get out here and put the beer name on his back, and people will talk about all of this. I tell you, it's going to take somebody to condemn it, and I just soon die for that as anything else I know of. I'm going to tell you tonight that people are going out, and they know me, and they will follow me. And he said, a stranger they will not follow. I don't believe a saved person will go for Billy Graham or any of the rest of you. All can believe it. And you can put me out tonight. I told you in the beginning that if I preached anymore, I'm that I'm going to preach the truth. And I'm telling you tonight that we're living on dangerous ground. And what I preached about for these many years, and now then, of course, they're talking about all this, and now then, they are standing up, and
they're sending women, and they're sending them out. They're ordaining them, and they set that aside. And they said, we will not take the Bible. We'll lay it all aside. Let me tell you something tonight. I believe the Lord set up His church. I believe He commissioned the church. I believe He told them what to do. And I believe the true church will be doing that when the Lord comes back and raptures it out of this world. I know the word rapture is not in the Bible. I'm not saying that, but I'm going to tell you that I believe the Lord is coming back. And I don't believe He's coming back here either to be either friend to death or set up David's throne. I don't believe that. I believe exactly what the Bible teaches He's coming back after. He's coming after that body, which is His church, and He's going to take it back with Him to glory. And the other day, before we even got started to preaching, and there was a person that said, I've got something to offer say. And I said, say on. And he said, I believe the very last breath I believe that I breathe, rather, I believe the very last moment that I live in the world, when I come down to death, it'll be the greatest time of my life. And I believe that. And let me tell you something now. If I told that person at that service, the Bible teaches that God is going to be well pleased with that. You know why? He said, precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of the saints. And I believe that. And tonight we have all of these things that are sweeping the country. And I know that you all have been listening to me for many years. I've never asked for a dollar. Never have I asked for one collection or for one donation. And I borrowed money to go and preach the gospel. And God has well paid me for it. I've been in want. That is what God would take care of it. And I'm going to tell you tonight that somebody is going to stand up, and I'm going to say the time is yet to come. I don't know. I told somebody the other day, and even said it tonight, I don't know what I'll be living when the Lord comes back again. I'm telling you, things look so shaky, and so much that's being advocated today. On the happiest time, I felt it here in Maysville Church, and I know that you all have felt it. The power of God, and then you tell me that all of these worldly centers identify with all of this pride, and the very first thing that God hates. The first thing, brother, that we need to do is to come down on our knees and pray to God and look up to God. I don't believe this is all in vain. No, I do not. I believe God is looking down from heaven at this weeping prophet of which I read the words that are penned here in the Holy Bible. That man stood up. Anyone else? I know not many more people are going to get saved according to the Bible. What I'm asking is, I've asked one member of this church already tonight. Let me tell you something tonight. We're obligated to God. I want you to pray. I mean this with all of my heart. And pray, and if God wants a revival here or wherever He wants it, I'd like for it to be done. And then when we do that, then after they even we have to go to the bed side, and there they look up and say, I'm dying, and I'm going to a devil's hell. When you go to your limit, you can stand there and say, amen, I've done my part. They're little children over this world, and they're looking. I've got some of them as grandchildren, and probably you have too. I'm telling you that it's dangerous when we look out and see and hear these preachers, and they're going on. I'm happier tonight than I've ever been. I know that my life has been dark and gloomy. I realize that. But I'm going to tell you tonight, while all of these others are having a good time, I can look up to God as though I can see face to face and say, God the Father, I've never deceived a lost person in my life. I've never tried to get down and tell somebody the judge that do after that. The only thing that I've ever told a lost person to do is to seek the Lord until you find him. And I believe when they find him, they'll know it, and you will have to tell them. They'll know it before you know it. And the thing that we're facing tonight, our people are so silent, and we hear of all of these things that are taking place over our country, and it's sweeping our country, and I believe our freedom is just about gone. I guess it has, and then I told you a few months ago, and it was repeated again this last week, and they said, now then, we're going to quit by giving names, and that is on the record, like you get a purse and paper again. I bet some of the younger I don't have one, only in heaven, and that was when I was born again. And I'll tell you, brother, there's not a man of that kind of race left. And that's what I preached down through these years. And I'm going to tell you that name's in the book. I believe one day that I'll see it open. And I believe my name is there. And I'll be there, he said. I hear a few days ago, I said the computers, they want to keep up with names. And they're going to have a number. We're going to have a number instead of a name. I've never read in the Bible only one man that will have a number. And God said for us that I don't believe a child of God live away. No, I don't. I don't believe it. The Bible doesn't teach it, but I'm going to tell you tonight that we're on dangerous ground. And people are saying, oh, I don't know. He says a lot of good things. Anybody that reads the Bible is reading something good. It doesn't matter who stands up here. And even the devil. The Bible gives us here that he quoted scripture and told the Lord what he was speaking to him concerning that. But did you know that the Lord, in answering him, he told him, he said, it is written, I'm going to tell you to find salvation. It means more than walking down the aisle. And then they'll say, if you made a decision while you was at home, and then you write us and tell us about it. You know what they want? They want to boast about that. How many souls got saved? I just left that into the hands of God. God knows who they are, and he'll take care of that record, and I don't have to do it. And I'm telling you tonight, if you've got any loved ones, and I know all of us have, if we've got any loved ones and we've only seen them saved, we're going to have to do some praying. Not only that, but we're going to have to do some doing. And God, we ask him so many times, Lord, you do this. And Lord, you do this. Well, let me tell you something. God has asked us to do something. And I'm telling you tonight, the greatest of all, of course, is my soul salvation. When I found the Lord, you know, I know where it's at when I got saved, as I told you a many times. I know where it's at. I'm going to tell you tonight in my closing remarks, people are just sitting around and we're not thinking. I can recall in my memory, can you any of you here tonight, when we used to go to a meeting, people would get under such burden that even if we went somewhere to a home, a lot of times that wouldn't even fix anything to eat for hours. Maybe late, maybe stay at the house of God. Now if this stuff that's going all over the land, if that's right, then that was wrong that they carried out. And I tell you tonight, I know that's right because I've experienced that. I thank God for it tonight. I certainly do. I thank God for his great plan of salvation. And to find the way of salvation means to find the Lord. I want you to notice that not many I know that will speak out. But you know what they say. And it's not only just one preacher, but about all of them. I want these. I want that. I want hundreds of you. I didn't get up and come down here. And by coming, you confess Christ. Now listen to what this Bible tells us. and teaches us if we will let it be judged. And you know the Lord said, this people draw nigh unto me with their mouth and with their lips they honor me, but he said that their heart are far from me. I'm going to tell you tonight, if God doesn't fix a heart, you can go down the aisle, across the aisle, and go any different way you want to, and if God doesn't give you a pure heart, you'll never see God. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. I wonder, I know that people are looking and they're talking about these things, and they're saying, oh, I know there's going to be millions of people that's got their name on church books that's going to bust hell wide open according to this Bible. That's all I've got to go by. I'm not saying that that's my judgment. I'm going to tell you tonight, according to this Bible, blood of the man. The Bible said, you know where he said, the few that be that find it, he then used that longer word. And you know what he said? Many there be. Many there be that would come and they'd say, Lord, Lord, haven't we prophesied in thy name? Cast out devils in thy name? Done many wonderful works? Yet the Lord would speak out and say, depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. I never knew. Are you all thinking about tonight the real way to find salvation? It's to seek and to find, and God will reveal that to us. Did you know tonight you talk about all these fires that we've heard? And we, I see it, and it's televised all around the country. I'll tell you tonight, hell could be uncapped tonight. Oh, my, my. And you can hear it, and I can hear it. I wonder if it moves. I wonder if it will. Did you know the Lord said, though you make your bed in hell, he said, my hand will find you there. And he said, though you're in the bottom of the sea, I'll command the serpent, and he'll bite you. I'll tell you tonight, every day I live, I get happier every day knowing that the end is coming to this troublesome life. And that great day after us, oh, how we want God. And people want God when they're God. And that they will cry for mercy. And all of that. I would go home until they had a voice. We was praying back in that home. And the remark was made that we felt the Spirit and power of God in that home. And I'll tell you tonight, I'm telling you tonight, I'm warning you, not because it's me, that's not it, but I'm warning you tonight, and I'm asking you to pray about this. We come here, and we see if you come together, and we get blessed in a great way about that, and then sometimes we go on. And they don't come back. Did you know that the Bible teaches that children of God are fed with spiritual food? I love you. That's why I'm here. I'm not here trying to make a name. I know, as I've told you many times, that God called preachers less thought of in this world and than any other human being, and he loves people more than anybody knows. But when you look at our Lord, they cursed him, they called him everything. But yet he looked up to God and said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they did. I wish we could have a song even before going to conference service. But I like to think you have. Friends, I mean it's your first. For what God can do for me. I don't want to be anything great in this world. Never have had that desire. But I would like to be a servant in God's hands that he can use to his glory. And let me add this, live or die.
And I'd like for us to stand and sing and shake hands with each other.
Number 140.
Thank you.